Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the preferability of men visiting the Qabrustan, the graveyard, and what a visitor should recite, the visitor of the Qabrustan. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, marra Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi quburin bil Madina, faqbala alayhim bi wajhihi faqal, assalamu alaykum ya ahl al qubur, yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum, antum salafuna. ونحن بالأثر حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by some graves in Medina Sharif. He turned his face towards them and he said, Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur, peace be upon you, O inhabitants of the graves. May Allah ta'ala forgive us and you. You preceded us and we will follow. So in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find great merit, we find great hikmat, great wisdom in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we did in yesterday's du'a, when a person enters the Qabrustan, Assalamu alaykum ahl al-diyari min al-mu'mineen wal-muslimin, wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqoon, as'alullaha lana wa lakum al-afiyah. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to make this dua that peace be upon you, O inhabitants of the abode of the believers and Muslims. If Allah wills, we will join you. I ask Allah for well-being for us and for you. And this dua today we're seeing that again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dua has got a message. Yesterday's dua we explained the message was insha'Allah. We will recap that just now. And today's message in the dua for the person that's also visiting, one is we're making dua for the people that are in the Qabrustan. And inside this dua also is a message for us. What message is for us? That you people inside the Qabrustan, you preceded us. You went ahead of us and we will follow. In other words, the message for us is we are also going to end up there. We are going in the same direction. We are moving in the same flight path. It's just that you have reached your destination before us and we are still coming towards you. Now with regards to some virtues of visiting the Qabrustan, some etiquettes, how a person should conduct himself and what he should recite, etc. in the Qabrustan. So let us just start off with the benefits of visiting the Qabrustan. One great merit that comes out of a person visiting the Qabrustan is Allah Ta'ala makes it such that this person remembers death. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the first hadith we did, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I used to prohibit you from visiting the graves, but now visit them. So what happens? And in Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also in the hadith he says, the one who wishes to visit the Qabrustan, the graves, should visit them because it reminds us of the year after. So one of the benefits of visiting the Qabrustan is that the person remembers death. And as a result of him now remembering death, he gets three further favors. The first favor is that he gets the tawfiq of tawbah. The second is that whatever Allah Ta'ala has granted him, Allah Ta'ala grants him qana'at, Allah grants him contentment in whatever favors he has got. So now a person is happy with what he's got. He's happy with his income, he's happy with his family, he's happy with his home, he's happy with his car, he's happy with everything, he's happy with the deen, he's happy with the masjid. In whatever Allah Ta'ala has favored him, this person gets a level of qana'ah by visiting the Qabrustan. And the third favor he gets is that Allah Ta'ala blesses him with peace of mind in his ibadat. When he's making ibadat, he's got itminan in his ibadat. And now Allah Ta'ala also blesses him together with this itminan, emotional strength. So the three things of benefits, first is tawfiq of tawbah. Second is whatever Allah Ta'ala has granted this person, Allah gives him qana'ah, contentment. He gets peace of mind in his ibadat, and together with that, he gets emotional strength. Now we notice the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam he read and I recited it just now, that in the dua it's mentioned, wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqoon. That, why is insha'Allah mentioned? So we explained yesterday also that because normally insha'Allah would be used for something that is not certain, something that is not yakini, but that is certain. But yet we're still saying, insha'Allah bikum lahiqoon, that Allah willing we will meet you, we will reach you. So here, ulama explain, is that dying on iman is not certain. We only can reach those people that are in the Qabrustan of the believers, is if we also die with iman. So this is a lesson for us, that we have to make sure that we do those actions that will cause us to pass away with iman. So this is something that is not yakini. Therefore we have to all the time be hopeful and cautious that we can also pass away with iman, and we can join the ranks of the believers that have passed away with iman. Now in the kitabs it is mentioned that there are certain means, there are certain asbab that cause a person not to pass away with iman. In other words, to pass away on kufr, pass away without iman. So we have to be very careful. From amongst these things it is mentioned that a person who neglects his salat, he is not mindful of his salat, and because of this, this person passes away without iman. The second is a person who is a habitual drunkard. All the time he is drinking, habitually he is drinking. The third is a person who is disobedient to his parents, something that is so common today. And the fourth is giving taklif, causing pain to the believers. So these four things specifically mentioned in the hadith, that is a means of a person passing away without iman. And in the hadith, it is also mentioned that there is hope that a person who makes ihtimam of miswak, a person is habitual, he's punctual, he's careful of using miswak, now there is hope that this person will pass away with iman. So these are simple things that we can do, and also simple things that we can leave out. Now, which day should a person visit the Qabrustan? We did the first hadith that going to the Qabrustan itself is preferable. Any day that a person goes, it's good. Any day. Why? Because now it reminds him of Akhirat. It reminds him of Maut, etc. But in specifically in the kitabs, 4 days are mentioned which are preferred. Which 4 days? These 4 days, it is mustahab, is the Thursday, Friday, Saturday or Monday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday or Monday. And from amongst all the days, which is the best day for a person to visit the Qabrustan? It is mentioned the best day to visit the Qabrustan is Friday, and the best time to visit the Qabrustan is the morning. So the best day a person can go to the Qabrustan, and the best time is the morning. So Friday morning. The next is that at which point a person derives the benefit of visiting the Qabrustan. Ulama explained is when a person is looking at the Qabrustan. Is that one is a person goes to the Qabrustan, now he doesn't need to, if he can't for whatever reason, go to the specific Qabrs. Maybe a person has got a problem with his legs, with the knees, or it's far. And sometimes you get Qabrustans where the graves are far. But where a person can stand and he can look at the Qabr, and he can look at the graves, now the person gets the benefit of visiting the Qabrustan. He gets these benefits just by looking. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he has to go physically to that grave, obviously if it's difficult for him to go there. Ulama explained that dua-i maghfirat should be made for the inhabitants of the Qabrustan. Visiting one's relatives that have passed away, marhum relatives and parents, is part of fulfilling their rights, and there are different ways of fulfilling their rights. One is a person makes dua-i maghfirat. These people have passed away, they have some rights over us, we make dua-i maghfirat for them. One is isalu sawab, a person does some charitable works, a person, he recites Quran Sharif, or he gives some charity towards a masjid, a madrasa, a bohol, and he makes intention for the people that have passed away. As we explained, that the intention can be as big as a person wants it to be. Ana inda dhanni abdi bi, in hadith Qudsi, it is mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, that I am according to the expectations of my banda, my servant. What his expectations are of me, that's how I will reward him. So accordingly, we should increase our reward for the whole ummah when we are making isalu thawab. So these are the rights that our relatives and those people that have passed away got. And the third is a person visits their graves. So a person makes dua-i maghfirat, isalu thawab, he goes and visits their grave. In one riwayat, visiting the grave of any one parent, somebody's parents have passed away, visiting the grave of any one parent on a Friday, a person gets the sawab of Hajj. Such a easy thing, simple thing, to visit the qabr of a person's parent, any one of them, on a Friday, a person gets the reward of Hajj. A person should visit the qabr of the pious people also, to benefit from the barakat of these people. These people are pious people, they have passed away. To take some barakat, a person should go and visit their qabr also. Now, what should be read in the Qabrustan? So words of dua and salam should be made. Words of dua and salam. One is the salam that a person makes generally when he's entering, and one is the words of dua. When a person enters the Qabrustan, he should make a general salam. We read the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a general salam. And then when a person visits the individual qabr, for example, he goes to visit the qabr of his father, his brother, his cousin, some family member, his neighbor, etc., then a person should say again, Assalamu alaikum. So one is a general salam, general dua, and one is when a person goes to the specific qabr, then he reads, Assalamu alaikum. It comes in a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that no person passes by the qabr of his believing brother and makes salam to him, except that the inmate of the grave looks at him with love and replies to his salam. So it shows that this is permissible for a person to go specifically, individually to a qabr and make salam. And in the riwayat of Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that Allah Ta'ala returns the ruh of the person that has passed away, and this person now gives jawab, this person replies to the salam of the person making salam to him, and he also gets happy. The person in the qabr gets happy. So when entering the qabr, also send general isal usawab. In other words, when you're entering the qabrustan, send general isal usawab for every person. Normally what we would do is we just go directly to the qabr of the person that we want to read at, but we forget of sending general isal usawab. Allama Shami rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that when a person enters the qabrustan and he recites these things, we'll try and remember it, inshallah. The first is Surah Fatiha. Second is Surah Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim to Muflihun. The third is Ayatul Kursi. The fourth is the last few verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. فَآمَنَ الرَّسُولُ till the end of Surah Baqarah. The next thing is person number 5 is Surah Yasin. Number 6 is Surah Tabarak. Number 7 is Surah Takathur. And number 8 is Surah Ikhlas. Either Ikhlas is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Either 12 times, 11 times, 7 times, or 3 times. Depends how much of time a person got. He recites this. Number 8 he recites Surah Ikhlas. 12 times, 11 times, 7 times, or 3 times. Now he sends general sawab for all the inhabitants of the Qabrustan. And when a person is making this dua, there's two ways. In other words, sending general isal sawab, there's two ways of doing it. One is before he recites it, he makes niyat for everyone. And the other is, he already recited it, now he makes, or he says this, that Allah, whatever I have recited, send it to all the inhabitants of the Qabr. So one is before he recites it, he makes niyat. One is after he recites it, now he says, oh Allah, whatever I have recited, send the sawab of this to all the people. Now when a person goes to an individual qabr, how should he stand? Ulama explain is that when a person, for example, a person is alive and you're going to visit him, he's sleeping on his right hand side. What would you do so that this person can see you properly? Normally what you do is your right shoulder will face his feet, because the person is lying and he's facing Qibla. So your right shoulder should face his feet. Your back will be facing the Qibla, and now you'll be facing the person in such a way that he can see you nicely. So like that, when you go to the Qabr also, you stand like this. Your right shoulder should be facing his feet. Your back should be facing Qibla. And in this way, it will be easy for that person now to see you. Allah Ta'ala makes it such, it's not the person's, Allah Ta'ala is the one that can make it possible. But this is the way we are taught, that this is how a person does it. When he's alive, you stand like this. When he passes away also, you stand in a condition that it becomes easy to see. Now when a person, you know, this is when a person is reading and he's sending Isal al-Sawab. Now when he's making dua, should he still stand with his back facing the Qibla? Or should now he turn himself and now face Qibla when he's making dua for the person in the Qabr? So ulama, some ulama say there's no harm that the person continues standing like this and he faces the qabr and he makes dua. Other ulama, Allama ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi says that the time of dua, the person should face Qibla and now he should make dua. However, in our time and age, we'll say it is better to take the advice and the suggestion of Hazrat Allama ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi, that at the time of dua, face Qibla. Why? Because there's no resemblance of any venerance to the grave and worshipping the grave and showing extra respect to the grave, etc. So nobody can doubt that there's any type of worship. So at the time of reading for the person, you'll stand like this with the right hand side to the feet, back towards Qibla. And at the time of dua, it would be preferable, better, that the person now faces Qibla and he makes dua. The person should also make dua, a maghfirat, for the person that had passed away. How near or how far one should stand from the qabr? Ulama explained that in the lifetime of the person, how that person was respected. For example, if a person was a badshah, was a king, was a very big person, normally you wouldn't go very close to him. So if you have to go to a qabr of such a person, then you will stand a little bit far away, because this is how you would stand in the person's lifetime. Or if a person was very close to you, and now in the lifetime you would be very close to the person, that person's qabr you will stand very close to. So according to your way that you would see and visit a person in his lifetime, that is how you should visit him. when a person passes away. Finally, for people like us, that we don't know too much, we don't know how much to read, and we don't have that much of time also, Allah Ta'ala forgive us, then what should we do as a bare minimum when we go to the Qabristan? Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali is saying, it is a bare minimum when a person goes to the Qabristan. Recite Surah Fatiha one time, recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul Wallah, three times, and send the sawab for the person that has passed away. And that much we can do, this is the bare minimum. Sometimes we don't know what to read, how to read, when to read, we don't even go. As a bare minimum, when you go Surah Fatiha one time, Qul Wallah three times, Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of visiting the Qabrustan regularly, bringing these etiquettes of visiting the Qabrustan in our life, so it becomes a means of us reflecting over Akhirat, and also hopefully that if we do it like this, one day when we pass away, Allah Ta'ala will create people that will come visit us also in our Qabr. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله